Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware. They lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey townies, welcome to a mini episode of Dumb People Town. Population who?
Population Moss.
Shane Moss.
Shane Moss, hello. Welcome to the show, dude.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
So happy to have you here. You are one of our favorite comics and comedians and stand-ups.
And you are working on an insane documentary.
Yeah.
You doing something crazy.
Yeah, it's about psychedelics. Psychonautics, a comics exploration of psychedelics. We just had the world premiere at this festival called Dances with Films last weekend.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And we won an audience award for best documentary.
Holy smokes.
So, wait,
explain it briefly because it's a fascinating. You took basically all the drugs.
Yeah, well, and then some, actually. We didn't show a lot of what I was actually doing at the time, trying to get myself in the headspace. But I toured with this show. I like doing themed shows, and I put together a show about psychedelics that kind of took off and led to a 111-city tour.
Wow.
And in the middle of it, someone wanted to shoot a documentary about kind of my journey. And
Who was coming out to these shows? Was it people who were, like, drug enthusiasts or people who
were curious? All over the map. Yeah, curious. I would say I expected there to be like a lot more tie-dye in that
right, Grateful Dead parking
like,
lot.
Even stereotyped like everyone does, and even I did it, and I was wrong. It's pretty normal.
Did any, people in 111 cities? Did any city surprise you? Like, this comedy scene is deeper here than I thought it would be.
Well, not the comedy scene. There was some that I was crazy nervous about, like Minot, North Dakota. And it was like right after the Trump election. Ooh. And I'm like pulling in and there's billboards for a moving company, like free moving to Canada if you don't like it.
And
I'm like pulling in to do a show about psychedelic drugs. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and it's like in a hotel and like one of the least ideal venues on the tour. And it was great.
That's awesome. Isn't that? See, what that goes to show you is that even in cities and situations where it seems like the city's attitude for something is this, there's always a counterculture within that city that feels oppressed by that attitude
and
is looking and excited that you've come to town to give them something.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of opportunity in the indie kind of comedy scene these days. I think
So you probably saw in 111 cities that
lots of dumb people and that the world is getting dumber in many ways.
Yes and no. I go back and forth.
Yeah, we'll prove that. We'll prove you the other way with this podcast. We believe the world is getting dumber. I believe there are smart things happening, but the tidal wave of dumb is like a tsunami that is washing away smart things everywhere, and we need to beat it back with comedy, and that's what we do on the show. We get great stories sent to us. Daniel breaks them down. We haven't heard them. You haven't heard them. Let's get into one.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Yep.
This was sent in by Ben Potter at PotterPotter100.
Potter 100.
Mm-hmm. There's more questions than answers in this story. So
that feels like a John Travolta movie
Potter 100.
That's the one John Travolta movie that like didn't make $100 million in that run that he did like 20.
I thought Potter 100 sounded like a Scientology book.
Potter 100?
Yeah. Potter 100 is the ship that comes to get you.
We went to the lake, everyone took off their clothes, and then nothing happened.
Sure, I'd watch that movie too. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of questions in this, but I figure we'll have fun figuring out the dumb people
answers. Let's do it. We have Shane Moss here.
Macon, Georgia. Mm-hmm. A Macon woman was arrested this week on criminal trespass charge after she reportedly threw bricks at a man's car in the 4400 block of Chambers Road. Add that to the Dumb People Town walking tour.
Do you remember the story we did where a guy threw clam chowder at someone's car?
Yeah, no one knew why.
And it's someone, we had made this comment and someone just on Twitter
retweeted
our comment, which is we only throw chowder at the people we love. Maybe we only throw bricks at the people we love.
I hope not.
Yeah, I want to hear. I mean, if there's reasoning behind this, to me,
I haven't seen
people
that many
throw
bricks thrown in one night since the Cavaliers played the Golden State Warriors in the finals of
A sheriff's report says the victim told deputies that after he met Nikita Strange online,
That is not her name.
That's a superhero.
That's a superhero, Nikita Strange, right?
That's a superhero.
Wouldn't you say Nikita? N-A-K-E.
Well, is it strange? Is it strange like a very misogynistic term for like women?
Like get some strange?
Get some strange tonight.
Yeah, but women could get strange too. Yeah.
I guess they can.
Don't get weird on me.
Don't get weird.
Don't you get strange on me.
Don't you get strange on me.
After a sheriff's report, a sheriff's report says the victim told deputies after he met Nikita Strange online, she went to his apartment complex and smashed his windshield with a brick.
Well, that's strange. That is strange.
Online.
That's Nikita Strange.
Yeah.
They met online, and then she would do
his
house.
How much do you piss someone off online that they go and then...
Well, look, what they say is these online relationships are really accelerated. Like, you're meeting someone before you've ever
attended. You go straight to the violent breakup.
You straight to sex. And we now it's going so far that it's going to, like,
straight to breaking
the
windshield.
You.
Maybe this is like Tinder, but for vandalism.
Vander.
Yeah, you want to find like-minded people that are
swipe that brick all the way right.
Yeah, throw that brick right, and then
Vander will connect you with someone you can take out anger on.
The deputy, by the way, you're gonna, after I read this, the deputy who wants to be a detective, the deputy noticed that the victim's windshield had a large crack and impact point that appeared to be consistent with the brick, which was discovered near the vehicle.
Okay, so you're not like
Encyclopedia Brown.
Yeah, this is like Encyclopedia, this is too basic for Encyclopedia.
This is Encyclopedia
Beige.
Well,
here's an impact point, right. And I see this brick 3 feet away.
Let me deduce what might have happened.
The victim reportedly said that he had taken out a temporary protective order against Strange earlier that day, although she hadn't been served with it yet. So I ask you, is it in effect if you haven't been served with it?
No.
Because you don't know.
If you haven't been served with it, you don't know, yeah.
Right. So she wasn't in violation of the protective order.
It's got to be served to you.
Also, when
Your Honor, had I known,
right. I would have not thrown
I'm
a brick.
I'm just a caveman. They say met online, which makes it very cavalier. If he took out a protective order, they may have originally met online, but there's been some time here.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that would be strange really off. Strange. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That would have been really strange if it just met online.
That's the exchange on, like, Bumble. What's your address? Well, I don't know. You seem cool. Do you have a car? Yeah. Where is it parked? I don't know.
Like,
just met online.
Yeah,
exactly. Don't ever respond in any scenario if someone asks where your car is parked.
Never.
Unless they're family.
That point, you can say, in your asshole, and then you hang up the phone.
With the family?
No.
Jay, do you do all of your online stuff on the phone?
Yeah.
You said, and then you hang up the phone.
Right.
Jay thought that they met on the telephone line.
Telephone line.
On the party line. Yeah. On the party line. Did any of you guys have party lines? You're too young.
You're too young for a party line.
Then you guys are too, right?
Wait, that's a real thing that...
It used to be in neighborhoods. Everybody was on one line, and you would ask people to, like, get off so that... Or you would just pick it up and start talking to people.
Get out of here, Dan.
You don't remember a party line?
No.
Oh, come on.
It was like party line would be like... I remember, like, a sex orgy party line.
I almost went along with it. Like, I was like, oh, sure, yeah, party line.
It's a real thing. It is a real thing.
You know it's a real thing.
I definitely know it's a real thing, but I didn't know if it was just like, we're all just talking
about... I think
there were
old TV shows of, like, I don't know if I'd say Lassie, but like Donna Reed or something like
that. Hop on the party line.
Yeah, where like they'd pick it up and people would just be there talking. You'd have to ask people to get off so that you could have the operator call somebody.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
Well, I don't know why I know this much about telephone communication.
Come on, ridiculous, Dan.
I know as much about telephone communications as Jason does about how people meet online.
That's right.
So they send an email to you and then you hang up the phone.
Yes. She hadn't been served with it yet. A witness told, this is my favorite part. A witness told the deputy that he was sitting on his porch when a woman drove around the parking lot in a black Chevrolet Impala. The woman reportedly got out of the car, pointed to another vehicle, and asked the witness, whose car is this? So now we have a whole vignette of life playing out between a guy on his porch.
Wait a second, Dan.
Yes.
They may not have known each other at all. Because to me, if you're dating someone for
a little
bit.
Why would he take out a protective order?
But if you're dating someone even for a little bit,
the car.
You would know the other person's car.
Not if you've only dated online.
Doesn't make sense.
Catfish.
But they've had to have communicated enough. Oh, so maybe
they... Dude, catfish. You could have a whole relationship online with a person.
So they've never met in person he pissed her off.
That's right.
So badly that she's like, I'm going to... Yeah, she found out where he lived and she... So these are people who've never met before. I'm just happy
you told me you had a BMW. Smash.
Right. Strange ain't taking it. Strange just had enough of this shit.
Key to Strange.
This is bad for Curtis Strange.
Okay. So she says to the guy on his porch, whose car is this?
Oh, God.
Assuming that everybody just knows whose car is whose.
Yeah.
Whose car is this?
I couldn't tell you. I know some of the cars in my neighborhood. Do you know the
cars? Let's go outside on the street and just see if we can figure out whose car is who.
I can't do it. Feels like a Dumb People Town game.
I'd play that game.
Uh-huh.
Whose car is this? The witness told her that he didn't know. At that point, so this is the exchange. Whose car is this?
I don't know.
I think I know who it is. Okay.
All right.
You know what I'm going to do? No.
I'm going to throw this brick through the window. I wouldn't do that.
Why? Because you know whose car it is?
No. I told you I didn't know whose car it is.
What if I throw a brick? Is it your car?
It's not my car.
Then
but
why do you care? I didn't say it.
I didn't say I cared. I do care. Well, how much do you care? Why are we playing this game?
Would you say you and I have officially met now?
I don't know. You're going to throw a brick at me? Maybe.
I might. Depends on how it goes. What are you looking for? Nothing.
Nothing. I'm not looking for anything.
The witness told her he didn't know whose car it was. At that point, the woman reportedly picked up a brick and threw it at the rear passenger window, but it didn't break.
Yeah.
Is that the most fun part of the story?
That it
when you try to like when you try to break something and then it doesn't and you're like
you got to pick the brick. That's brick the back, moment where back you, up. That, right. I mean, that's kind of an inspirational story though. If the first one doesn't go
if
through the window,
if at first the brick doesn't go through the back windshield, try and try again.
Well, you know that feeling when you throw something into a garbage can from very close range and miss.
And then you have to, and
you think to yourself, I'm either going to say, fuck that piece of trash.
And I'm going
to
litter.
Right. Because I'm mad about what I did.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to walk over there, bend down, pick it up.
Do what's environmentally conscious and throw that brick through the front windshield.
Yeah. Do you guys ever re-rack it and try to take the shot again? Or do you go?
Absolutely.
You do?
I'll step back and do a whole thing.
I'm going until I get this.
Going back in until we do it. I can't leave on a miss.
So she picks it up, throws it at the rear passenger window, but didn't break it.
No breakage.
The witness said the woman then started throwing the brick at the windshield. So she went back window first.
It's the wrong window.
Right.
Yeah. The front window is a lot breakier.
I've never broken a car. Oh, no, I take that back. I have. I was in an accident. I had to break my way out with an elbow. But that was all pure adrenaline. I've never, like, angrily been like, oh, we'll break this window.
I can't believe you had to break yourself out of a car.
Yeah. It was on its side. Everybody got out. We lived.
Oh my lord.
The witness. Let's just keep going.
Wow, Dan. Never do that. Let's blow past what would be the biggest traumatic moment in my entire life. Give me some
other
details.
You know when your car just flips over a few times and you just got blast out the rear window?
You fall 1,000 feet down into a
Tuesday. It wasn't me. It was just the adrenaline working. I can't take full credit for it.
Tunces was driving.
Tunces.
The witness said the woman started throwing the brick at the front windshield, causing it to break and shatter. I hope she was strange.
Not that dumb. I mean, the first one, you feel a little dumb when it doesn't break the second time.
Right.
You sit back.
It's
you
vindication.
Think about your strategy.
Yeah, I would say
you change the window.
Mm-hmm. Right. I would say the dumbest part of the story is actually her conversation with the neighbor before committing a crime in front of said neighbor.
She's a bit of a problem solver. And she's a woman of action. Okay, so
she's making sure she had the right car, and then after that, just deducing which window to nail.
So much that we give a lot of grief to people online that they don't actually follow through with things, that they don't live in the real world.
Yeah. She took it to the real world.
She took it to the real world, and then when faced with adversity, she came up with a new solution and changed it.
People say that America doesn't make anything anymore.
You say America doesn't break anything anymore.
No, I say true. I say this woman is making something. She's making mistakes.
That's right. There you go.
And there we go.
And you've got to be out in the world
to
do
make
it.
Those mistakes.
The witness said the woman then started throwing the brick at the back windshield or the front windshield, causing it to break and shatter. The deputy showed the witness a jail file photo of Nikita Strange. I'm sorry if I'm saying your name wrong. And he confirmed her
Dan,
as
you're
the woman.
Dan, you're going to get a brick.
Just this had that jail photo in his pocket, too. Hey, wasn't this lady that causes all of the trouble in the town all of the time?
Why is that on your keychain?
Maybe I want to be a detective, Raj. Yeah. Raj, maybe I want to be a detective. Is that so
wrong? It's just weird that you had it laminated and put into a circle.
I'm sorry. Are you throwing figurative bricks at my windshield?
Yeah. Sorry, I solved the goddamn case, Raj.
Well, it's just weird that it's in your grandmother's locket. Go ahead.
We're related. And then the neighbor confirmed her as the woman who'd been throwing the brick. This neighbor wanted nothing of to do with this night. They were
and
just
yet,
trying to porch
this asshole's
sit.
Out on a porch, yeah.
Yeah, just being like,
By the way, if I see, if I'm outside and I see someone taking a brick and throwing it at someone's head, I don't stay on the porch. You get inside,
I go inside,
the door.
I call the cops, and I'm like,
get
this
over
bitch
here right now.
Right. Yeah. According to the report, the deputy found Strange at a business off Eisenhower Parkway that afternoon.
That's strange.
I want to know the business. Why?
That's straight strange.
Yeah. She was arrested and taken to the Bibb County Law Enforcement Center. I'm going to ask you guys, how old is Nikita Strange?
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is going to get it right? Guess the age. Guess the age.
Okay,
now Shane.
Shane,
you are a guest. You
so
can go first,
pressure.
Tig, or third.
Oh, well, she was online. That makes me want to skew younger.
Younger, okay, very good.
She could be bitter and old.
I mean, a brick through a windshield, you have to be of a certain age.
That's old school.
That takes
my 88-year-old
like the
grandma's
kids these days
Facebook.
Don't even know
that's
what
like
bricks are.
That's like bank heist planning right,
right.
there.
Mm-hmm. Let's say, I'm going to say 34.
Okay, 34 from Shane. Jason or Randy?
Jay. I'm going to say 38.
38
yes.
from Jason Skluck.
But looks 63.
I'm going to say 49.
49?
49 years old.
Okay, townies, get your answers in now as we play a round of Guess the Age. E?
Mm-hmm. Shout at your ham radios.
Yes. Nikita Strange.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
The woman who never met him, but I think met his car.
Yep.
Made friends with a neighbor.
Well, friends is a little bit.
She
grandiose.
Might say they're friends.
She would say they're friends.
Yes. We're close.
She's like, what's your email address? Nope, we're
not
doing
this.
We're not
doing
this.
I've seen where it ends.
Yeah. Can't do it.
She is 27 years
oh,
old.
Oh, Shane. Nicely
yes.
done, dude.
Well done, sir.
There you go.
Did we figure out? Like what the thing was?
We don't
online?
Know.
We don't
I
know
have
what
no
it was.
Idea.
Why?
I mean,
what
maybe
do you think?
He did something horrible. Yeah. Like, what if he did something horrible?
Then he deserves
it's justified.
That's why I said the only dumb part was doing it in front of the neighbor.
Right,
I don't know
right.
why
the
she did
the neighbor
it.
Thing was pretty dumb.
That was dumb. But like, maybe this guy did. Maybe this guy was like,
oh, he might have earned it.
He might have earned
it. Like empowerment.
Maybe it's like
women.
Families should be separated at the border. Then you take
then
over
you
a brick and you blow it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he just kept bragging about that Nissan Probe.
And he was like, I'm getting you.
I don't even know that.
Not a Nissan Probe.
Ford?
Ford Probe.
Is it?
Ford.
Forb, a Forb Pro.
I don't
Forb
think people Pro'd. Are good at planning things. Like I used to live on PCH, and uh-huh. there was these hedges across the street that, mm-hmm. that screwed up my view. They were like crazy tall, yeah. and we wanted to like get rid of. Anytime we'd have guests that would see like how ridiculous these hedges are, we'd
like,
always
we had to
like
cut those down.
We'd always like plot. I'd like hear yeah. what yeah. different people's ideas.
Cut
were.
A hole in the middle so you could like a window in the hedge so you could get yeah. do a bay window in the middle of the hedge.
And someone I had a scientist, so I was like, well, this guy will have a smart answer. And
so throw a brick at the guy's car.
He was like, well, do an herbicide thing. So that's smart. Mm-hmm. Do an herbicide, but he's like, but it's gonna be at night, and there's probably cameras around. So what you want to do is put a rock in one of your shoes, so it screws up like how you walk. So when they catch you on camera, you have
a
weird. I'm
a
like,
gate.
That is the
Change
dumbest.
Gate.
You don't. If you have to run from cops,
yes!
you do not want
a rock in your
in
shoe.
You call a timeout. You call a timeout.
So these are just
the
like people have these plans that
but they're
they think
not
is
well
like so
of.
Clever.
Also, that he thought that like you couldn't like fake a limp. Without
right.
a rock
in your
shoe.
Shoe.
That's straight science.
I'm a method
science.
Actor. He knew that about
he
me.
He knew that about you.
All right, guys. That's my mini story.
I love it. The name of the documentary one more time and where people can get it.
Is Psychonautics. People, I mean, will have distribution news
soon.
But I'm more interested in plugging my own podcast, which is at this network. Here we are. Each week I interview a new scientist about life, a lot of psychologists, biologists, and neuroscientists. And
that's a lot of rocks in shoes, my friend.
A lot of rocks in
shoes.
That's
awesome, man.
That sounds amazing.
Trying to make the world a smarter place like you guys.
I love it. Here we are with Shane Moss. Thank you so much for joining us on Dumb People Town, dude. And oh shit, we got to get back to work.
Dumb, 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 dumb. Stick around, make a sound, calm you down, it's Dumb People Town.
It's a good show.